Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It's your broadcast team on the Vikings Radio Network. Pete Bursich and yours truly, Paul Allen. Border battle number one for 2015. We've talked a lot about it with Terrence Newman, Mike Zimmer, and now we welcome Pete Bursich into the conversation to take a look at some Green Bay Packers film via the Menards Film Room. Overall, what have you seen?
Well, there's still potential there to be a very good football team, especially offensively. We're just going to take a peek at what's changed. You know, you lose two tough games on the road, and then you come home and you lose to a Detroit. That tells you something's amiss, and we're going to take a peek into exactly what that problem is. First, we're going to take a look at the Green Bay Packers and what had been going right. We're going back all the way to Kansas City. This guy right here is obviously one of the smartest men in football. He knows how to look at a defense, and he knows what to expect, and he knows what's going on. It's the communication between these two guys that we're going to focus on, between Rodgers and Cobb. So Rodgers has the opportunity right here to survey what's going on. You see just the basic hand signal between the two, and he acknowledges it back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So as a DB, sometimes they give fakes, you know, that kind of thing, but they know what this means. And what this means is you're going to get the deep in route, and Rodgers knows and expects for him to be there. But one of the keys is right here is this DB. There is nothing that he does, even though he's rolled up. You have two guys right next to each other, which is not very sound to begin with, but nothing at all happens here to disrupt the timing of that route, meaning Cobb gets a free release.
Oh, yeah.
No one's really there to slow him down. You have the tight end really running the clearing route, which is nice because it really pulls the safety away.
Eric Berry lost.
Exactly. And what you get is right behind it, the dig, and so you get a nice completion in a two-minute situation. So that communication is there. We've fast-forwarded, same game. Same exact situation. These two are on the same page. They see this. They have one guy really right here, and then you have another guy right here. You're going to get some inside-out help, but they know what the weakness is. They know where the help is going to be, so they know exactly what route they're going to run, and you'll get that communication again back and forth between them right there. So you can grab his ear, and you get the quick out. He knows what's going on because he's not even looking back at the pass. If you look, he's blocking right away.
Mm.
And boom, you get the yardage for the touchdown. So that kind of communication between not just Rodgers and the receivers, but all of the receivers. Now, this is another situation here. We have Cobb sitting right here in the slot. Rodgers pointing to him right there because he sees that you have two safeties really right on top of one another. They know what they're going to get. They know they're going to get a low and then some kind of a high route behind.
And is this Glover Quinn sensing something's going there?
Well, he's just disguising and he's trying to get to a spot, really. So he works back to the middle of the field. You see 28 jumps outside because he wants to force the receiver into his help. All the blue jerseys are in the middle of the field. He just doesn't want to get beat outside. But Cobb has some speed, and he's able to get outside. The problem here, though, is the contact right there. That little bit of contact, you know, we call it illegal contact. You call it whatever you want. The DB does a nice job of keeping his eye on the ball. That's why the official won't throw the flag. But Rodgers expects him to be right here at that time. And trust me, that guy knows and can deliver that ball to a spot at the right time. It's just that Cobb is not getting there. And it's that little bit of physical, making him run the hump right there. That little touch keeps him from getting where he needs to be. Another situation right here. Line it up. They see the two deep look. He's giving him, again, Rodgers right here, giving a signal out to the receiver on the outside and to Cobb, who's right here in the slot. So they figure out what they want to run. They want to run really basically the pick or a slant and then have Cobb run around on the outside, the old wheel route, pick and roll, whatever you want to call it. It's the same thing in this and this is in basketball and everything else. Now, Rodgers is not under pressure. There's nothing in his face. There's nothing on him to make him force him to throw this ball.
Oh.
But for some reason, it's just not going where it's supposed to be.
Wow.
Or this guy here isn't running the pivot route back out the way he's supposed to. So somebody messed up somewhere. But this is exactly what's the problem with Green Bay. It's not a physical problem. It's not a guy getting beat here, a guy getting beat there. It's just a matter of the communication isn't what it needs to be. So defensively, Stafford stepping up. He sees something. He knows what's going on. He knows how to take advantage of it, wants to. Is that when the opportunities are there, because they're going to get risky, though, we just have to take advantage of it. And you see this case right here. Stafford has an absolutely wide open wide receiver. The safety's not even, he's looking back at the quarterback. He's looking this way.
Yep.
He's not looking for the ball, as you can see. So when the ball gets thrown up, I mean, he's wide open, but the ball gets tipped at the line of scrimmage. Yep. So you, that's the front end save in the back end, but that's six right there.
That's B.J. Raji who saved a touchdown.
Exactly right. That bull, that soft bull rush up the middle, this is the kind of stuff that we've been seeing out of Linval Joseph, you know, out of our defensive line, Tom Johnson, getting in the face of the quarterback. Offensively for the Packers, they're not communicating very well. Teams are getting physical with them, disrupting that timing. That's a big problem with that offense. And then defensively, opportunities will be there. We just have to take advantage of them.